Police shut down an entire movie theater on a busy Saturday night this past weekend after a huge fight broke out in the lobby. Greg Suskin with our television news partner, Channel 9 Eyewitness News, has this report.
Police say this large fight started outside and ended up in the lobby of Manchester Movies Saturday night. Stephen Mead had just left his seat in one of the theaters because people were being unruly and no one was doing anything about it.
I went down and just asked for a refund because I knew nothing was going to get done.
As he was waiting for a manager in the lobby, this happened. Mead didn't know what to do.
I just heard the commotion and turned around, and there was already like three or four people involved.
Three to four turned into dozens, a crowd of 60 to 80, police say.
And there were more individuals that were surrounding the fight. No one was trying to break it up.
When officers arrived, people started running. The second video shows officers arresting a 17-year-old outside. The video shows the girl swinging at the officer and the officer pushing her against a wall, then taking her to the ground. Yamika Hughes is that teen's mother.
He manhandled her, pulled her hair, threw her down, threw against the wall.
She says police used excessive force because her daughter was walking away and wasn't involved in the fight.
I taught my daughter respect and respect authority, so I don't understand why they would do her like that.
Rock Hill police say she was being unruly and using threatening language. The officer who arrested her and a second officer inside were hit and pushed while they were trying to make the arrests.
We're going to look into it. We're going to do a formal review and see if it was excessive force, as we do in all of our use of force cases.
And I'm told those two officers involved are still on active duty, and no formal complaint has been filed at this time for excessive force. I did reach out to Manchester Movies today through their corporate headquarters at Regal Cinemas. I've not yet heard back from them with any response to this, but I know they did refund everyone's money, all those folks that had to leave on Saturday night.
Thank you, Greg.